sit down. Well, I looked at today's readings, and as usual, I always look at the Gospel first. And I thought, crikey, I'll have a look at Hebrews and see what that says. And I looked at Hebrews, and I thought, no, I don't fancy that either. So I looked at Isaiah, and that was even worse. So I went back to try and make some sense of the Gospel. I suppose the problem is that the Jesus we hear about in today's Gospel is very different to the Jesus that we hear about in other parts of Scripture. Because you see, Jesus is often presented as the Prince of Peace. But he starts off in telling his disciples today that he didn't come to bring peace. He came to bring fire, and how he wished it was burning already. So what's this passage all about? Well, let's begin by trying to understand the people that Jesus was talking to. You see, the people Jesus was talking to were expecting a particular type of Messiah. And we go right to the end of the reading, where Jesus says to them, look, you can interpret the weather. You know, if there's a cloud, it's going to rain. You know, if the wind's going to blow in a particular direction, it's going to be warm. But you can't read these present times. In other words, they didn't recognize who Jesus was, and more importantly, the kind of message that he was bringing. And I think he was also warning them that if you do understand the message, and you do understand who Jesus is, then life will not be easy. And let's face it, that was borne out in the early years after the crucifixion and resurrection. Because families were torn apart. Those who accepted Jesus as the Messiah against those who didn't. And it wasn't just a simple case of them not getting on with each other. People actually died because of the choice they made. People died because they truly believed that Jesus was the Messiah. Now, let's bring it forward a little bit. We live in a very divided world. We live in a world where there are those who have and those who have not. We live in a world where there are people who are powerful and there are people who are weak. We live in a world where people have everything and other people have nothing. We live in a world where people have healthcare and people who don't. Where people have education and people don't. Where people have food to eat and people don't. Huge divisions in our world and more closely at home in our community. But that's not the kind of division that Jesus is talking about. Because all those divisions are man-made. They're human-made. We make them. We could change them if we wanted to. There's no reason why in our world there is such inequality. There's no reason why everyone can't be educated, why everyone can't be fed, why everyone can't be housed, why everyone can't have health care. There is no reason why that can't happen. The only reason it happens is because we who live on this earth allow it to happen. That's not what Jesus was talking about. What Jesus was talking about is that if we are to follow him, we have to start to make the right choices. We have to start making the right decisions in our lives. And if we do that, we must put Jesus first, the first relationship in our life. I read, preparing for this sermon, that a 6-year-old son once asked his mother, who was a stalwart of the church, "Do you love Jesus more than me?" And the mother said, "Yes, I do." And that might shock you. But the point is, unless our prime relationship is our relationship with Jesus, all our other relationships count for nothing. And so as Christians, what Jesus is saying to us is that we must put him first, we must put his message first, we must put the gospel first. And don't be mistaken, if you truly do that, there will be division. If you truly put Jesus first in your life, and the gospel message first in your life, there will be people who will reject you. There will be people who will argue against you, because they will feel threatened. They will feel challenged. And very often the first response to threat and challenge is to attack. We've seen it. You know, how many times do we hear politicians saying the church should keep out of politics? In other words, what they're saying is the church should just shut up and leave it to us to run the world in the way we want to run the world. But that's not the message of the gospel, and that's not the message of Jesus today. This coming week, I ask each one of us to think, to contemplate. Is Jesus the most important relationship in my life? And if we can say yes to that, then just as Jesus said to those first listeners, you can read the weather, but you can't see what is being asked of you now. We too must ask ourselves the question, what is being asked of me now? And be ready. Be ready. Because if you truly answer those questions, you will cause division.